Hey listeners, this is your host Abhishek and welcome to our very first podcast. This is an important moment for us and we certainly want to make it special. Depression is a topic that people don't want to talk about. This subject is somewhat suppressed in conversation, but it continues to dwell in our society. Our website Depression Healer talks about mental well-being and problems around depression. We as Depression Healers want to bring 7 billion smiles every day. And with that aim, we are here with our very first podcast, Channeling Positivity. We have a special guest here with us to shed some more light on how we can channel positivity in our lives. Akanksha is here with us today. Akanksha has been an active volunteer lately at providing care and assistance to people suffering from trauma and depression. Hi Akanksha.
Hi Abhishek.
Welcome to our very first podcast and it's certainly a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much Abhishek. I'm glad I'm here.
Akanksha, we know that you have faced depression earlier. And now we know that you are actively working for those facing a similar situation. Akanksha, as I earlier said, depression is something people don't want to talk about. So it must be really strong of you to share your experience publicly. So why do you do this? What motivates you to help others?
Abhishek, it's really kind of you to think that I'm strong. But the will to help others isn't dependent on your mental strength. But I think it's more related to one's perspective towards life. You know what? After battling tremendous amount of depression for about 6 years, right after I finished my studies, I realized that I wasn't the only one who was dealing with these issues like finance, relationships, and exam failures. And just like I needed support back in those days, others needed too. I totally realized it, right? And life is nothing less than a work of art. And we are the artists who must paint it the way it makes us happy, right?
That's really great, Akanksha. That's an interesting thought there of life being an art form. And I'm sure you have a lot of tips that you can share with our audience. So I'll be really glad if you enlighten us.
Okay, Abhishek. I would say that it would be a cliche to say that happiness is just a state of mind. But there are actually more than 100 ways to be happy. And I would say that you can begin with looking at the positive or rather the brighter side of everything around. So I think you already know that no art can be derived from the negativity, right?
Right.
So hating your life because of some unfavorable situations is the most obvious reaction. Usually it happens. Nevertheless, only a wise man knows that such times are sent to try our souls and its perseverance that we shall find redemption in.
Well, that really sounds noble. Like, I'm already motivated. So, what else can I do to feel happy and actually make it a part of my daily routine?
I would say, Abhishek, that happiness, like other feelings, cannot be a constant thing. Okay? But it can still become a part of your personality. There can be several reasons why an individual might feel depressed, but the only constants that never change are denial and accomplishment.
Akanksha, I'd like you to tell me more about it because depression is something that delves into daily routine of people. People are failing to concentrate on your daily work, daily lives. So how do you think they can deal with it?
Okay. So, I think a lot of people confuse acceptance with quitting or giving up, but these terms are quite different, okay? Accepting defeat doesn't mean you've lost. It only means that you need to work more on the things you're trying to succeed at. Even if your depression is linked to guilt or any other such personal feelings, acceptance of the truth is the first step to overcome your misery. And this is pretty much important, you know? Especially for youngsters who are just stepping into the walks of society and might feel overwhelmed. Living in the state of denial without your flaws and shortcomings will only and only prolong your suffering and discontent. It happened with me also, right? And the second hurdle between your mental well-being and you is actually the accomplishment. I tell you how. A lot of people confuse accomplishments with their finances and monetary gains, right? But again, we know tons of examples of wealthy people and celebrities who are also battling the same trauma and depression. So it goes without saying that your finances don't determine your well-being. And a state of accomplishment can only be achieved even when your tasks do not involve any tangible gains. For example, I'm cooking a fancy looking meal for myself. It might not earn me anything, but I can still invite my friends over and share the delicious food with them, and they can eat with their heart content, and this is no less than a reward in my eyes, actually.
Well, that sounds incredibly thought-provoking, and by the way, the part with delicious food is now making me hungry.
Right.
But Akanksha, as you know, accomplishment and your behavior go side by side. So apart from these, would you suggest some behavioral changes that could inspire a more positive demeanor?
I think it's quite simple. I would say that be empathetic with others and help people around you in their course. Now it could be your neighbors, colleagues or anyone. Whenever you are doing it, do not forget to praise yourself. I mean, even I do the same thing. And another quick way is to ask yourself, are you happy? You have to do it every day, okay? I follow this thing that I have a conversation with myself every day, and I would even recommend that you should have a conversation with yourself every day. Abhishek, I'm telling you, this conversation with oneself has actually changed the views of many people, many, many people. Once they actually express themselves why they are happy or why they are not happy, they're really able to develop surroundings better for themselves, you know?
I think that was really nicely said, Akanksha. It's important to have that faith and confidence in yourself. That's really right. And this is something everyone suffers from, everyone suffers to sustain. I personally do, and I believe this is something everyone should follow. So Akanksha, tell me, how do you think our listeners should start from? Like, how should they begin?
All right. Can I give an assignment to our listeners?
Well, sure, if they really want to do it. And I believe, like, after what you have said, they would really try that.
All right. So I would like to give you all a sort of homework assignment. Why don't you just go grab a pen and paper and write 5 or 6 things that you are thankful for today, right? And I would say do this every day. And I'm pretty much serious about it. Do it. I have also done it, and it has actually brought some positive changes within me. So I wouldn't say that do it just for every time, but start with doing it for the next 15 days at least, right? And then I would say that you have to go and ask yourself the same question once again after the 15 days, 20 days, whatever you say. Are you happy? Just do it, right?
That's definitely an interesting assignment, guys. I hope you are going to work upon it, because I'm going to do it from today. That was it, guys, from our very first podcast. There were really nice thoughts that Akanksha shared with us. Go out there, guys. And as Akanksha said, it's important to have that will to be happy, to be thankful. And certainly you'll accomplish your goals. Visit depressionhealer.com. Tell us your story while staying anonymous. Let it out, people, and help inspire yourself and others. We believe that it'll reflect back with billion smiles. We believe that we can create a billion smiles every day. And as I said, I was feeling a little hungry, so let's go grab something to eat now.
All right, I would love to do that. Thank you, and you look already so much motivated.
That I am, that I really am.
Okay, thank you so much, Abhishek.